Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike, Pete across the way, Bogish with your updates. We take it right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, third and final hour. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Lightning swept by Blue Jackets in historic fashion.
Right. And that is, they are in the modern era. First one seed to get swept by eight seed in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, that is... that is stunning. The fact that a team that won 62 games, Taz, in the regular season go down the style and fashion in which they did, stunning. Columbus, and you got to give John Tortorella's team a lot of credit. They were by far the better hockey team in the series, hence the 4-0 sweep. But you want to talk about massive disappointments.
Yeah.
And going to be a long off season for all the work that they did. Got to remember, we're sitting here in April. Right? The NHL regular season begins, what, November? I mean, so you're looking at... No, you're looking at November, December, January, February, March, April. You're looking at well over, about 6 months to get to this point of work. Yeah. We're not even talking about training camp and everything and the like to get yourself ready. And maybe it starts October. But, I mean, the point being is that you're looking at 6.5 months of work to get to this point, Taz. And they were better than anybody else in the regular season.
Oh, tremendous.
And they were a disaster in the postseason.
Yeah, to lose that game and get swept, lose 7-3 to Columbus. Big time. And listen, we talked about this a lot earlier, right? So Tampa Bay, just complete dominant in the NHL all year. You know, with 62 victories. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's so impressive. And then when you got Columbus, who had, 47 victories in the red. So it's like big gap difference. Gigantic win, gigantic sweep. Unbelievable. No one expected it. But they grabbed momentum early, did Columbus. In the series, I should say. And they kept rolling with it and rolling with it. And they put their foot on the throat of Tampa Bay after that first victory in that first game. And they kept on going. They kept the pressure on the throat of the Lightning. And it worked.
It did work. And let's hear from Tampa Bay head coach John Cooper following the loss.
Probably more disappointed and more than anything. When you get to the playoffs, you got to remember half the teams in the league are out, so everybody in the playoffs is good. They've earned their way here, so it's not in today's game with the parity. Like it's not unusual that a 8-1 anymore. Everybody's that close.
Yeah, I don't know about getting swept. I don't know about a team that won 62 games in the regular season. Here's Stamkos, the Lightning captain.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. If we had the answers, we would have found a way to win a game. But it just sucks.
Yeah, it does. How about for John Tortorella? He was fired up about his Blue Jacket team, a franchise that was looking to get over a big mountain for themselves, some playoff success, and winning a series. They've done that and did it impressively and stylishly. Here's Torts.
I'm so happy for them. Because I think they really can see if you're a unit, you can get some things accomplished. And if we're going to, as we approach the second round, whoever it may be, it's going to have to be even tighter. So I think this is a really good foundation of you can do some pretty crazy things if you stay together as a unit.
Well, what he did here, Torts, I mean, he did a great job of the scouting report, him and his coaches, of getting the Blue Jackets prepared for Tampa. They really did. They had it. And, they brought their size. Columbus did. They brought their size, their speed. They brought intensity. They just, like I said earlier, they kept pressure on. But I do think the scouting report on the Lightning, meaning that, how to play these guys, I think that credit's got to go to Torts and his coaching staff.
Yeah, they do. And the Lightning did send out a tweet, correct?
Yes, they did send out a tweet, and I will read this tweet right now. 3, 2, 1. We don't have any words, and we know you don't want to hear them. We understand your anger, your frustration, your sadness, everything you're feeling. We get it. This isn't the ending we imagined, and certainly not the one we wanted. Thank you for being there the entire way. Now, I thought that was kind of cool that they tweeted that out. You don't see teams do that a whole bunch. It happens, but I think that was cool. I thought that was, if I'm a Lightning fan, it kind of softens the blow a little bit. I know earlier at the top of our show you disagreed with that, but either here or there. I know, but still, at least they're acknowledged.
They're giving you a shoulder to cry on, Tess.
Right. Well, what's worse if they ignore you?
I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that. But
I get your point, too.
Tess, I'm angry. If I'm a Lightning fan, I'm bothered. I am. If I'm a heavily invested Tampa Bay Lightning fan, Tess, I have trouble sleeping last night. It's going to be, I don't know how quickly I'm going to be watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. I don't want to watch hockey for a while here. They had a record tying year. They won 62 games in the regular season. They got swept away. They didn't even win a playoff game.
It's just stupid.
Taz, they didn't win one playoff game, much less a series.
I know.
We were talking about disappointments.
Yeah.
Earlier on, right?
Yeah, a lot.
And we did a BCS, right?
Yeah. Warriors, Pats.
Right, Warriors, 73-win Warriors. The Pats who won 16-0 in the regular season. And the Lightning who won 62 games in the regular season, right? Mm. At least those teams, they made it to their respective championships. I mean, Warriors lost to the Cavs in the NBA Finals. The Pats lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. Mm. The Lightning, it's not like they lost in the Stanley Cup Finals. They got swept away in the first round by an 8 seed that they beat 19-3 in the three matchups they faced in the regular season.
Mm. And as I pointed out earlier, it wasn't the only sweep we witnessed last night.
There was
another team who got a sweep.
That is. Congratulations to your Islanders. I mentioned we're going to hear from the thick-necked Barry Trotz following the victory in Pittsburgh.
As tight
swept
suit
away,
city. Yeah.
Sidney Crosby. Cut 4P. Let's hear from Trotz.
We wanted to play a certain way. We talked about culture and identity. And we tried to create that with what we felt we had.
They had a lot. They were a better team. Congratulations, Dad.
It was tremendous. Oh, I was so happy. I mean, really, it was a thing of beauty. Our defense is so strong, so legit. Keeper's phenomenal. It's just everything's clicking right now. I want to keep it going. There's a lot of hockey left there. This is tough. They're going to end up playing the winner of Washington and Carolina, I believe. So, you know, it could end up that, I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse here. There's a lot more to go. It could end up where you got the two teams that got sweeps in the first deal here, Columbus against the Islanders, to go into the gimmick here. So down the road, that could happen. And I hope so. And I'd love to just beat Columbus. It'd be great.
Columbus, though, they reseed in the NHL.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Columbus.
No, they do not. No. Columbus, no. So you're going to get right. You're going to get right. The 8 matchup, correct. Right.
Yeah.
The NBA, when does the NBA? No, they didn't reseed either. Which league am I talking about? I thought they reseeded. Or did they stop doing that? At one point in time, I thought they did.
MLL?
No. I'm getting lost in a tangent. I'll figure it out during the break. Anyway, congrats to your Isles. Hell of a sweep. Crosby and the Penguins done.
I'm a Ranger fan. It's nice to hear you say that and be a gentleman.
Congratulations. I hope you lose in the next round. Next.
Number 2. Home teams all earn wins in the NBA playoffs. Raptors, Nuggets, Blazers.
Yeah, they did.
He says Nuggets funny.
Yes, he does. 111-82 Raptors over the Orlando Magic. That was your final. You expected Toronto after a game one loss to bounce back in a big-time way in game two. They did. Kawhi Leonard, 37 points. Let's hear from the Raptors star.
All of us buying in and, you know, just wanting to come out and win this game. We didn't feel like we played our best basketball game one, and just wanted to protect home floor.
Yeah, they certainly did that. Orlando, a defensively efficient team. Their coach Clifford said they got outplayed in every single way. They lose the game by 29. Toronto needed the win. They expected them to bounce back in a big time way, and they did.
Yeah, they did. And we do our video stuff for social media. We pump out for our affiliates, and we customize them. So we did one yesterday, I believe, for Orlando. And we both predicted that, you know, unfortunately, Orlando would lose. And we were correct on that. We felt like the Raptors would win the game. I also felt like Kawhi would have a big game, and he sure as heck did with 37 points. So, Raptors look strong, brother. They look good, man.
Yeah, they did. And they played well last night. How about the Denver Nuggets? Jamal Murray, 21 points in the fourth quarter. They rally against the San Antonio Spurs, down by 7 going into that faithful quarter, down one game to none. Denver home They outscored San Antonio 39-23 in that fourth quarter. Win it 114-105. Series now knotted up at a game apiece. Another home team doing damage in a different way. It took Denver a while to wake up last night, Taz, but eventually and finally they did.
Yeah, they did, and they needed two. And, excuse me, throat is still yeah, they did. A big victory for them at home, for sure. And, yeah, it got scary for them for quite a while. We talked a lot about this game earlier. We broke it down pretty good. So, again, any of the show that you missed, and maybe you're just joining us live on CBS Sports Radio or Sirius XM Channel 206 or one of the great affiliates, you can always check out the podcast of Taz and Moose every single day for free. Just download it at Apple Podcasts or radio.com, radio.com's website, or radio.com's app. You can listen to the show, CBS Sports app, plethora of spots to catch our podcast every day, Moose.
And then we get to the final game of the night in the NBA, and that is the Trailblazers against the Thunder, 114-94. The dynamic backcourt of Portland, just fantastic. As C.J. McCollum went for 33 points, I believe, on the night, and Damian Lillard went for 29. As the Blazers use a third quarter in which they outscore the Thunder by 16 and win the game by 20, 114-94. Let's hear from Lillard and talking about how that game changed coming out of the locker room second half. Take a listen.
Came into the third quarter, it was a tie game, and in the locker room we just kept saying, we got to turn it up. You know, we got to keep turning it up and keep, you know, playing better on the defensive end.
And they did, Taz.
Oh,
they
yeah.
played better on
oh,
the
yeah.
defensive end. Oklahoma City couldn't take care of the basketball.
No.
16 turnovers. Didn't shoot the ball well from behind the arc. Got outscored from 20 by 24 points behind the three-point line. And Portland has done some damage first two games of the series.
Sure have, man. Against a team loaded with stars in the Thunder. You know, with Adams and Westbrook and George and stuff. And, you know, and Westbrook's got it. We were talking about this earlier, you and I, man. Westbrook's got to pick it up a little bit. He had 14 points, nine rebounds, and 11 assists. But, you know, it's just there was something missing with him last night. He just wasn't the normal Westbrook. Paul George, not sure if he's 100% healthy or not, but he had 27 points, so he had a nice night. But, yeah, I mean, McCollum, Lillard for Trailblazers are definitely awesome young guys to watch ball out there. They're definitely ballers, and they looked great. Portland looked legit at home at the MODA Center.
Yeah, they certainly MODA. Did. So there you go, your three matchups MODA. From last night. When we look ahead to tonight, the three matchups that you're going to get. You're going to get Boston, and you're going to get the Boston series continuing at home against the Indiana Pacers. The Celtics
Pacers.
Lead that series one game to none. Bucks Pistons, 8 o'clock tip in Milwaukee, Eastern Time. Milwaukee, a heavy 15-point favorite. I don't know many people that are back in the Pistons tonight. And then the late game, Rockets and Jazz. And Houston, nearly a 7-point favorite tonight as they entertain the Utah Jazz at
All right.
Toyota Center.
Next. Number 3.
Next. Boogie out for the playoffs.
Yes,
he is.
A torn quad. That's what the Golden State Warriors fear, Taz.
Yeah.
And so that's an issue now for DeMarcus Cousins. He's done for the postseason. Maybe it'll get. I still don't think it derails the chances of the Golden State Warriors winning a championship. But you feel bad for Cousins, who signed the 1-year deal to go to Golden State to try and win a title, and now he gets hurt in their first playoff game against
tough.
Their second playoff game against the Clippers.
Yeah, it's tough sledding right there. For Boogie, for sure. And listen, I don't remember where I heard it. It was on radio somewhere yesterday, or TV, maybe a TV. Someone that covers, you know, sports, obviously covering the NBA, implied that maybe there's a slim chance that if they go to the finals, the Warriors, that they could be back. But listen, you tear a quad, we'll see you next year. Okay, this guy is in for a long road. He's got to be able to get, you know, once he goes through it, he's got to go through the pain that he's going to be into rehab just to walk. Nevertheless, you know, jump, run, pivot, and do all the things that a professional athlete needs to do. Nevertheless, a basketball player. Nah, it's tough. You're not going to see. And it's tough for him, right? Because he was fixed to maybe make some big money, right, in the summertime, right?
Yeah, it's going to hurt his negotiations.
Yeah.
And he's been banged up, too. I mean, Achilles, now quad. I mean, he didn't have an unbelievable market, Taz, but it's going to hurt him in free agency for sure.
Right, I think so too. I definitely think so. So it's, you know, but we'll see. I mean, he'll land on his feet. He's just got to get healthy first. That's the key.
Well, let's see how Golden State responds game three after what happened
right.
in game two.
I agree with you. It's pretty well. Last year, he had the Achilles, right, when he came over?
Achilles,
didn't
right.
Did he have the Achilles when he came over?
Right, which I mentioned, yeah.
You didn't mention that? When did you mention that?
Just now? About 30 seconds ago.
Let me back that up.
That's all right.
No, hold on. It's not all right. So 30 seconds ago, you mentioned the Achilles?
I said he's been injury-plagued in the past. Mentioned the Achilles.
My mic, I think, dropped out.
That's all right.
That happens. Sometimes my earbuds. Yeah, my headphones. Yes, not my mic.
I got you. Kind of weird. Yeah, I got you.
Like if your sound came through my mic, that would be kind of odd.
That would be strange.
That could happen here.
That could. You never know with our engineers. Leo Routens is going to join us.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little Raptors basketball following their daylight victory last night over the Orlando Magic. And the Raptors here moving forward. Kawhi, does he love being a Toronto Raptor? We'll find out. We'll do that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Wednesday morning. Good, happy hump day, one and all. CBS Sports Radio.
Well, you know, Moose, the thing is, you know, I always talk about it. I'm always proud of it, and you know that very much. When it's time to make a hire for your small business, you want to find the best person for the job, and odds are that person is on LinkedIn. See, the key is here, LinkedIn makes it easy to match with quality candidates who make the most sense for your role. LinkedIn uses knowledge of both hard and soft skills to match you with the people who fit the role the best. People come to LinkedIn every day to learn and advance their careers, so LinkedIn understands what they're interested in and looking for, which means when you use LinkedIn to hire someone, your matches are based on so much more than a resume. Your matches are based on skills and background interests, activities and passions, so you get a group of the most relevant qualified candidates for your role. That way, you can focus on the candidates you want to spend time talking to and make a quality hire that you're excited about. So that's the key, right? Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at linkedin.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/Taz. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, we're going to chat with Leo Routens here momentarily. Talk a little Raptors basketball. Bogus is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Oh,
I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Hey, guys, great to see you. Here's your report sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Jamal Murray helped the Nuggets lose game one at home to the Spurs, missing an open shot, turned the ball over late. He helped them fall into a 19-point third-quarter hole in game two last night by missing his first seven shots, but then he woke up in the fourth.
Rebound to Rudy Gay. Taken away by Murray, and he put it up and in! And a foul as well on Rudy Gay. Oh, Jamal Murray, give me that thing. Rip that thing out of his hands like a wolf eating a tuna.
Do wolves eat tuna? Either way, that was Jason Kosmicki on Nuggets Radio. Murray scored 21 of his 24 in the fourth as Denver rallied for a 114-105 W, tying that series at one. The Raptors getting a split at home with a 111-82 rout of the Magic. Kyle Lowry scored 22 after zero in game one. And the Blazers, 2-for-2 against the Thunder, 114-94 last night with C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard combining for 62 points. OKC went just 5-for-28 from three. DeMarcus Cousins officially diagnosed with a torn left quad from Game 2's loss to the Clippers. Cousins will try rehab first, but is probably done for the postseason. Virginia's Kyle Guy declares for the draft, but is leaving the door open to staying in school. And Porter Moser turns down the St. John's job to stay at Loyola Chicago. Not a hockey, and that historic sweep not involving the Islanders.
Goalie is back out, and another empty net, and the Blue Jackets again get the puck, and they send it out to the neutral zone. It's picked up by Texier. He buries it. Winner, winner, who wants some turkey?
That's not how it goes either, yeah. Bob McGilligan, Blue Jackets Radio. Columbus, a 7-3 win for a four-game sweep of
that's
the top-seeded Lightning. They won 62 regular season games, only to get knocked out by a team that didn't qualify for the postseason until its second-to-last game. Those Islanders sweeping the Penguins 3-1 in Pittsburgh. Vegas down San Jose 5-0 for a 3-1 lead. And the Jets, a 2-1 OT win in St. Louis. That series 2-2. The home team yet to win a game. It's a 10-game win streak for the Houston Astros. A grand slam for Alex Bregman in a 9-1 final in Oakland. Cleveland won in Seattle 4-2. That's a 5-game skid now for the Mariners. But they did become the 10th team since 1908 to homer in 20 games in a row. The Yankees shut out the Red Sox 8-0. The Phillies pounded the Mets 14-3, scoring 10 of those runs in the first inning. And the Brewers topped the Cardinals 8-4. Christian Yelich hit his ninth homer of the season. Eight of them have come against St. Louis in six games. And the NFL releases its schedule tonight at 8 Eastern. Boys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate it. Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's talk a little Raptor basketball, a little NBA. Leo Routens joins us, Toronto Raptors TV analyst. Hey, Leo, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Leo, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well. How about yourself, all right?
All good. Hey, great game last night, so
yeah.
No complaints.
Yeah, you know, what was the big difference? Obviously, point output, and you know, but what you saw from Toronto game one, the Raptors, that is, game one, game two, Leo?
Well, the biggest difference was intensity on defense. I mean, the Raptors just came out and they just, you know, just jumped all over Orlando. They had no freedom of movement. None of their shooters were comfortable. Raptors just took the game right to them, an exact opposite of how they played defensively in game one. And then on offense, you know, quite frankly, they just did a great job of taking their shots. They moved the ball extremely well. Their pace was their pace, not Orlando's pace. And as a result, they just got great looks and knocked them down.
Leo, which Kyle Lowry do you think we're going to see the rest of these playoffs?
I think you're going to see more of what you saw last night. I mean, really game one, you know, a lot of people are, you know, like to tie in the past to the present, but this is a very different team. And I'm not just talking Kyle, this is a different team.
Right.
I used to feel the tension and the pressure with the team in the playoffs. I don't feel any of that at all with this team. They just come to play. And, you know, I think, you know, Kyle did so many good things in game one. His shots didn't go, and he was much more aggressive looking for a shot, which I think is important. If you look at the Raptors' success at the second half of the season, the ball was popping, but Kyle was also looking for a shot, and he has to do that, especially when you play Orlando. This is a team that, you know, their wing defenders are long, and they do a really good job. If your point guard's aggressive, now all of a sudden you force those guys into help decisions, and if they don't help, Kyle gets the opportunity to go all the way to the bucket or get his shot clean, and he got a bit of both last night, and it really changed the game.
You know, Leo, you mentioned this different vibe around this team. Expound on that a little bit as compared to years gone by where they had great regular seasons, failed in the postseason. What's the difference? What's the greatest difference in vibe about around this team?
Well, one, I'll put a caveat on the failure. I mean, the failure was LeBron James.
That's true.
And every team in the East faced that same failure. I mean, had the Raptors been in a different bracket, they would have been in the Eastern Conference Finals probably, you know, every year the last 3 years, and had the same result with LeBron James, which is unfortunate. But you could feel tightness. You could, as the playoffs were approaching, and all the talk started about, you know, whether DeMar is going to be able to play. You know, I felt the coaching staff was tight. You just felt it across the board. And you could see it on people's faces when before the playoffs would start. Whereas coming into this year's playoffs, absolutely none of that. You got veteran players. Half the guys have not been involved in, you know, any of the stuff in the past here. You know, Kawhi Leonard's been to Danny Green. They've been on championships. You know, Marc Gasol's been in the playoffs. You look at these new guys, they don't care about any of that talk. So, and Nick Nurse, I think, has done a great job, not only, you know, in preparation for the playoffs, but all season, you know, dealing with adversity, injuries, 22 different starting lineups of trade. Nothing bothers this guy. He's loose and doesn't panic, doesn't get overly excited or down. And I think that makes a big difference coming into the playoffs. So, you know, even approaching the playoffs, you know, he wasn't worried about seeding. He wasn't worried about, you know, hey, you know, do we want this matchup or that matchup? We just got to play. Not worry about it. Just go out and play. And that approach, I think, has gone a long way with all these guys.
Hey, Leo, you just mentioned a name that I was going to ask you a question about, and that's Danny Green. You know, please explain, like, you know, what kind of impact does Green have in this locker room?
No, he's huge. I mean, he's obviously as a player, you know, the guy can shoot. He knows how to play. He knows the difference between a good shot and a bad shot. He moves the ball. He's a tremendous defensive player. And just as a team guy on the floor, he's a glue guy. He makes everything good. And in the locker room, he's just a guy that's extremely vocal. He's been there, done that. He's not afraid to help the young guys. He's great with the media. You know, honestly, I go back to when I heard about the Kawhi trade coming to Toronto, And I heard Danny Green. I go, excuse me? Danny Green? Hey, wait, the Raptors got Danny Green as a throw-in? I literally, my chin fell to the floor. I mean, that was, I've known about his, obviously about his game for a long, long time. I've appreciated his game. And then, the big thing is, everybody talked about Kawhi being hurt last year. Well, Danny Green was hurt too. And, it wasn't properly diagnosed. It wasn't treated. And his numbers were down last year. And, Toronto has a great medical staff, which obviously, they treated Kawhi extremely well. But they also got Danny healthy. And he's had a career year in terms of field goal percentage and field goals made. Or I should say three-point percentage and three-point field goals made. So, I think he's in a real good place with this team, and it shows.
Leo, and we're chatting with Leo Routins, Raptors TV analyst, Taz and the Moose with you here on this Wednesday, CBS Sports Radio. Leo, how about being around and covering Kawhi for a year as compared to, and we all witnessed his brilliance in his game in San Antonio. You've been around the game for a long time, Leo, but being there, that being a part of the Raptors year one, what's impressed you? Maybe something that's not so obvious. What's impressed you most about Kawhi Leonard?
Well, I'll tell you what. There are so many things, but I'll be honest. Like you said, I've been around a while. Between playing and coaching and doing TV, I've seen a lot of guys. But he's at times I just can't take my eyes off him. How he can do things offensively. His strength is crazy. His skill is outstanding. He's got unbelievable speed. And when you put that all together, he's very compact. When I say that, you always tell young players, keep your moves tight. Keep your dribble tight. Keep your fakes tight. You don't want to, over-exaggerate anything. You don't want to lift up. You don't want to do all these things. And when you watch him with his offense, man, oh man, it's like a clinic. It's the same all the time, and he can create space with the littlest of moves. We used to joke about on the playground. I gave you the old eyelash fake. I twitched my shoulder.
Yeah,
he could do the littlest things and create incredible space. And when he goes up to shoot, it's picture perfect every time. And he could be going full speed. He'll square up. He can do the turnaround. He squares up. Honestly, it's just for an old school guy, it's fun to watch, and he's not a theatrical player. I mean, guys like him are very hard to officiate because of their strength, and he doesn't flail the arms, fall on the floor, do all that stuff to get calls, and he probably could get to the free throw line twice as much as he does, but he's old school and he just plays. He's not being theatrical, doesn't pound the chest when he scores.
Right.
Honestly, the happiest I've seen this guy, or the most celebrations I've seen this guy have, are when his teammates have success on the floor.
That's the kind
of guy you want in your team.
That's interesting about Kawhi. I don't want to speak for Moose, but I think I can. Great breakdown of Kawhi Leonard right there, Leo. But let me ask you, off the court, you kind of touched on it a little bit, because he is kind of a low-key guy, which, we talk glowingly about him, because he's just he's all business. There's no BS with this guy. What is he like in the locker room? Leo, is he, like you just said, he's happy for his teammates, but is he as quiet around his teammates, or is he more opened up and comfortable once that locker room door's closed and he's in his confinement?
No, the guys have no issues, man. He's been great in the locker room.
Cool.
Like you said, he's a different guy inside that locker room, and quite honestly, outside the locker room, I don't have any issues with Kawhi. I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, he doesn't say much. Okay, you want to win? I don't care.
Who cares? Right? Yeah,
It's for all I care. He doesn't have to do one interview all year.
Right.
As long as the Raptors win, I don't care.
Right.
But at the same time, when he does talk, I actually really enjoy listening to him talk, because a lot of guys are going to give you the whole heaping bucket full of answers when they're talking. He's just going to answer your question. He's going to think about it. He'll be deliberate. He'll be concise. But he'll and he's very direct. So there's no BS. He's a very very clear cut guy, And I like that. And, yeah. and like I said, in the locker room, guys have had no issues. And
that's good.
By all, from literally everybody I've talked to, it's all good.
Nice.
You know, Leo, with that being said, you know, what do you think the percentage of chances of him being a Toronto Raptor long term? I mean, it almost seems like people believe, just as they thought Paul George was never going to stay in Oklahoma City and was going to go to Los Angeles and play with the Lakers. There are a lot of people that think Kawhi is going to end up with Doc Rivers and the Clippers after this season. You've been around it. You know, he's played very, very well. Toronto is a team that can get themselves to an NBA Finals. You know, he won already down in San Antonio. What do you think the chances are of him remaining a Raptor long term?
Well, you know, I think there's three or four major factors that are going to play into all this. Number one, Toronto's a great city. And, hey, if Paul George can stay in Oklahoma City, you got a shot at Toronto because this is a world-class city. And without a doubt, I think that's a positive factor. Number two is, you know, what kind of success is this team going to have? If this team goes to the Eastern Finals, maybe NBA Finals, that's certainly going to be a plus, you know, in terms of deciding whether he wants to stay or not. And the third thing, and, you know, again, maybe this is the most important thing, the way the Raptors have treated Kawhi coming off a 9-game season, where he took a lot of criticism, a lot of people mocked him, thought he was, you know, making up a lot of stuff or didn't want to play. The Raptors treated his injury seriously. Everybody joked about the load management days. Well, guess what? Look where he is right now, and that was the whole goal. Get him to the postseason 100% healthy. Don't rush him. Don't push him where you don't need to push him. And make the first and foremost concern his health. I think that goes a long way. The Raptors have an incredible medical staff. Alex McKechnie, director of sports science, is a genius. He was with the Lakers junior championship years and working with Shaq and Kobe, and a lot of players throughout the years before he was even in the NBA used to go and see him. Well, he's in Toronto, and he's been hands-on with Kawhi from day one. And I think I think that goes a long way. It really does. And even what we said about Danny Green earlier. I mean, here's a guy that people thought was on the downside of his career based on what was going on in San Antonio. And the reality was it was his health. And he came to Toronto. Alex McKechnie nailed it right away. They did all their testing. They figured out what the problem was, what his injury was. And the first priority was get him healthy. And look at him. He's having a career year. So I think that has to play into it. And that's going to carry a lot of weight, in my opinion.
Hey, Leo, so bigger threat to the Raptors, is it the Bucks, is it the Sixers or Celtics?
Well, I mean, they all present their own problems. There's no question about
right,
that.
Right, right.
You look at the Sixers. I mean, that starting five is tremendous. Their depth lacks, but that starting five is outstanding. And you know, when Embiid comes to play, he's a monster. And the question is, you know, what's his situation going to be going forward with his knee? And Milwaukee's just a whole unique animal in terms of the Eastern Conference with Giannis. I mean, this guy's a, you know, MVP, you know, candidate. This team is extremely well coached. I mean, quite honestly, as soon as I heard that they got Mike Budenholzer, I said, wow, this is going to be a difference maker for this team. And it certainly has played out that way, you know, their movement, and they have depth too. So, you know, here's the thing. There's no easy matchup. In the East, there really isn't, and I think the Raptors are poised for either team that they have to play, or both of those teams, based on their personnel. It's a veteran team. They understand, you know, defense wins. They've been moving the ball extremely well. So they've shown during the regular season they can play against either one of those teams and beat either one of those teams. So it really depends on little things sometimes. I mean, like you said, if you go into a series with, say, Philadelphia, you know, what's Embiid's health like? I mean, is can he play? Things like that can decide a series. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly is. And Toronto's going to play a major role in it. Leo, final one from us is this. You know, we discussed it a little bit earlier on. You mentioned it as I talked about the Raptors, you know, undoing in past years, and you brought up the name LeBron James. Do you think the NBA playoffs, you think overall, you know, we know how impactful LeBron is. Do you think they miss LeBron James's presence?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, when you look at a guy of his caliber, again, an MVP talent. And look at the Lakers. I mean, had he not gotten injured when he got hurt, I mean, I believe they would have been in the playoffs. I think that they just had a spiral they couldn't recover from. And then all the other stuff that happened along the way with the trade talks and everything else really undid that team. But he had them rolling. He took all these young guys to a different level, and that's what we saw in the East. I mean, he took Cleveland teams that were okay and brought them to a whole different level, getting them to the finals. And you could talk anything you want, but he made a difference. Some people got sick of it. But I appreciated the talent.
I did.
And
I got sick
of
it.
and you know what? I wasn't one of those people saying,
I hear you.
Look at this. Raptors, guys stink because you can't get past them. Hey, nobody could get past them. And for me, it was fun to watching. Anytime you could see a guy of that caliber do what he's doing and carry your team, come on. That's great to see.
Leo Routens, former player, coach, Raptors TV analyst, giving you his perspective not only on Raptors basketball but the NBA as well. Hey, Leo. Thank you for the time this morning. We're looking forward to watching the Raptors the rest of this playoff run, and we'll get you on again real soon.
Leo, thanks, man.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great one.
Take care, buddy.
You as well.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's great. Leo's great. We didn't have time. I just didn't agree. I respect him and his expertise and everything.
Yeah, coached the Canadian men's basketball.
No, I know, bro. The LeBron thing is the only thing I don't.
I understand. I agree with that.
We talked about that last segment. Just the rising the young guys up. I don't know.
Former first round pick of the 76ers, Leo Routens.
How can I argue with that guy?
I mean, you're connected, you and him.
I mean, if we're going to talk about
a lifelong Sixer fan,
the proper way to apply a front headlock, I'd win that argument. But we're not. We're talking about basketball.
I was talking about your 76er fandom.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Because you've been a lifelong Sixer fan.
I'm not a lifelong Sixer fan.
You've been all in your entire life since the day you were born.
Why am I being attacked?
The undercard comes your way next.
Sensitive.
I'm jealous. Taz, Moose.
Jealous.
Your playoff teams abound all over the place.
Everywhere. I got success everywhere.
When they lose, you hop on another.
Keep in mind, I'm a Bills fan. I'm not hopping. I've been an Islander fan forever. Stop.
Taz will quickly transition.
But my Mets, they sucked last night. I'm still rocking Mets gear.
Yeah, I understand.
I won't wear my jersey to work. It's Jersey Day. I got to wear my jersey.
No, when the 76ers lose, you'll quickly transition.
There's a chance.
You'll hop.
There's definitely a chance.
Right. You'll hop on another bandwagon.
Well, next year, Knicks, Zion.
I hope so. May 14th, circle it.
All my teams
are
orange and blue.
That's where the draft lottery is. If they ever end up with the number one overall pick, I'll wear orange and blue the next day. Time to celebrate. Undercard comes your way next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio, toll-free live, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from John in Miami. You notice Ryan Fitzpatrick is looking a little chunky.
Ooh.
You notice that?
I did not see that. Don't forget,
you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Keeping a car clean, simple and expensive form of maintenance. And O'Reilly Auto Parts is the cleaning and detailing products you need, including washes, waxes, polishes, leather, and vital care. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Clean Car Month. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every single day. So the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who the Dolphins are clearly in, tank mode.
Season didn't even, anywhere near
starting.
Yeah, but they're
not, they're really not trying to win.
No, I'm not arguing, dude. You're not wrong. That's poor guy Flores, coming from the powerful, successful Patriots and Belichick.
Go Pats!
How is this guy Flores going to head this team up? I feel bad for this cat. Man, oh, man. But no, I have not noticed. I didn't see this picture of Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's looking a little chubby.
Yeah, right. So he talked about, he looks a little chunky. Talks about the fact that he loves cake.
Really? Well, it's the off-season. Yeah. I mean, he was never exactly in fine fickle. Yeah. Let's be honest. Harvard grad, Beard Jones. He can study like the Dickens, but, maybe training's not his thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't look at him as someone who is...
He's got seven kids.
Well, that's a problem.
January has three birthdays.
That's a problem.
He said basically every party, you're eating cake, this and that, right? He's he's at 223 pounds. He's put on a little bit of weight, but
how tall is he?
6'2".
Dude, that's not heavy. 225 at 6'2", that's skinny.
Well, that's his playing weight.
Pitch magic.
I think the point being is when he showed up at OTAs, maybe he's a little bit, heavy.
Yeah, maybe. It don't matter. They're going to completely suck. It's just the Dolphins are going to just be full of suckage. It really is that
Yeah, sad. I mean, and basically this all comes from Fitzpatrick running at OTAs for the Miami Dolphins, wearing an extra baggy shirt and looking a little chubby.
So I believe our social media team, it's funny, Moose. I believe our social media team put it out there. So now I will jump on that and look at that. Oh, yeah, I see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Noticed it now.
Well, I like to be organic. That's my thing. I'm going to be more organic on the air.
Wait, you know what I mean? One last night? Let's react.
Real good.
I'm joking. No, that's funny. Like, what do you mean he looks fat?
I can't. You expect me to see everything, dude.
I know. I'm
on top of most things. You are.
You do a very good job.
And so are you. But it's like we can't see everything.
I understand. I'm just busting your chops.
I know.
As Pete Gass would say, don't get hot, bro.
Yeah, he does. He's just Pete Gass.
Don't get hot, bro.
Yeah, that's inside wrestling terms. So yeah, here's the thing. So that's an inside. That's a wrestling thing. But here's the thing. That's a total wrestling thing. And it's not hard to figure out what I mean. Because the way it is, I'm glad you brought that up. You set me up on a tee, and I'll swing, no problem.
What?
So you forced me to give Pete Gass my cell phone number.
I did.
And since then, the friggin' guy texts me nonstop.
Yes.
Nonstop.
It's
I can't
your buddy.
Get rid of him. And now, the fun part is we got Pete Gass group texting you and I while we're broadcasting live.
While we're on air.
That's fun. Thanks, Pete.
Right.
Yeah.
Former wrestler, Pete Gass.
Member of the Mean Street Posse.
Correct. What was his finishing move?
I don't remember.
It was something with Gass.
What was this? I don't know. I don't know what it was. I'm not sure. I don't disrespect the Pete, but
no,
I don't remember. What? Something with Gass. He never hit it on me.
gas
mask? That's a good line. Oh, the gas mask.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at him.
I didn't know that.
You are a real mark.
How do you not know Pete Gass's finishing move?
I forgot, to be honest with you. No disrespect to Pete.
He never really won.
What's that?
He never really won.
Wow.
All right, Pete.
Beat the body. Yes, Pete the body.
I mean, honestly.
Just saying.
Heel City. There it is. Hot take from a big mark.
Right.
Pete the Body.
Right. here's where Bilotti's bothered. His gimmick has gone by the wayside.
You're right.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Well, and his friend Bawami, he's basically going to be done with the show.
Bawami's out in front.
Well, he sucks.
Right, he's washing your windows looking for change.
Dollar bills only.
He's right. Sleeping in his car behind me while I'm sleeping in my car.
Right. Bawami was picking too many losers.
No, Bawami, we got to get a new guy to do. Maybe we have Pete Gass do picks.
No. If we could bring a new guy, it would be the Greek.
He sucks too, bro.
No, the Greek was great during the World Cup.
He sucked.
No. Stop. Let me handle the gambling stuff.
Oh, I will, bro. I have no problem with that.
You run and hide from anything I talk about that. You're like,
what? No. It's
the Greek.
Yeah.
It's not my expertise. That
I
is
understand.
Your baby.
Let me handle this.
But you got to have guys that bring the wood. We can't have guys that
the
suck.
The Greek brought the wood. The Greek was great.
No, what was it?
Let's see who's got a better intro. Give me a little Bawami and then give me the Greek. Can we get a little Greek?
Pete, put Pat, look on his face.
In game four is the great Bawami's prediction.
That's pretty good, I got to say.
That's Bawami. That Let's hear the Greek.
Anytime now.
Taz, I assure you, I am real. I know that you have your doubts, but believe me, I'm as real as the ring that Bam Bam Bigelow drove you through in Asbury Park, New Jersey, March of 1998.
Well, okay, I gotta give it to the Greek.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, the Greek, it's a little scary that the voice, you know.
Got a story?
That would be the thing.
Yeah.
That would be his thing. We'd have the Greek make a selection, and we'd have to, obviously, there's many people that believe the Greek is me, that would have to.
I totally believe that.
That would have
Mark
to.
Mark Malusis.
We'd have to adjust his voice every single week.
No, I totally believe you're involved with all this.
Trust me,
you
I know.
You and Mikey B are two sneaky people.
Yes, I understand that.
And now your new friend, Pete Gass.
Well, Pete Gass is. I'm sure he'll be texting you a little bit later on in the day.
Dude, I guarantee you, by the time.
He's asking you how your day is going.
By the time I hit the Brooklyn, New York City line, or Brooklyn, Queens line, there'll be a text. Guaranteed.
Probably right.
Guaranteed.
Our thanks to Leo Routens. Mike, Pete, great job across the way. Bogish with the updates. Guys on the phones, fantastic as always. We appreciate it. We certainly
phones.
Do.
Thanks for all the phone calls.
Yeah, Taz, thank you.
Thank you, Moose. You were great
job.
Today, pal.
Great job.
Really were.
Yes, fantastic. Best.
Awesome. You're the best.
Marconi winner. Yes. Happy Wednesday, one and all. Till tomorrow. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.